And Alex, thanks for joining us. As always, we got some exciting things to talk about. How are you?
Good. How about you, Dan? Thanks for having me. Always happy to be on.
Absolutely. I am. This is really, you know, this is getting Manitou, you know, because you guys are always, you know, leading the area as far as tourism is concerned. And a lot of people are driving their electric vehicles in through Manitou. So let's talk about this $156,000 project that's going to put electric charging stations, EV charging accessibility in Manitou Springs. How did this all start?
Yeah, interestingly enough, it started with some citizen advocates reaching out to us, and the city always places a priority on environmental sustainability, and we know that there's no one silver bullet that solves it, so it's always a bunch of little tiny projects that work together to make it. And so we initiated this project and recently just completed it. And the great news is that we completed it with grant funding and Pikes Peak Rural Transportation Authority funds.
Yeah.
So none of that money came out of the city coffers.
That's awesome. Like the Colorado grant was like a 68 grand or something like that. But, and you didn't mess around either, which is what I like. You got the Type 2 dual port charger. Sounds really, futuristic, but you also have the Type 3 DC fast chargers. How fast can those things charge electric vehicles?
Yeah, so a Type 2 dual port charger, it's self-explanatory. It has two ports in it, so one charger can charge two cars. Depending on the car, it's about 5 to 6 hours, so that's more of a long term. If you're planning on visiting, you can just park your car there and charge it at the same time. The Type 3 fast charger, though, is extremely impressive. It's a giant charger. It's about 7 feet tall, and it charges an electric vehicle in about 25 to 30 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Okay, now the $64,000 question. Where will these be strategically placed around Manitou?
Yeah, so they're all going to be at our Hiawatha Gardens parking lot. And that's because that's our most frequented parking lot with the most spaces, and that's right where two shuttles connect. Really, three shuttles connect to Manitou Springs, so it's just easy access to even use more clean transportation, and it just makes sense to put them there.
The mayor, John Graham of Manitou, and the city council, everyone must be very happy with these developments. So what's going to happen in the very near future to let everybody know and kind of kick off this effort to get people aware that this is coming to the Hiawatha Gardens?
Yeah, we want to celebrate becoming more environmentally sustainable for sure. So we're having a ribbon cutting August 8th at 10 a.m. And you're invited. Everyone's invited that wants to be there. It'll be some quick remarks from us, the citizen advocate who started all of this, the Colorado Energy Office, and the Pikes Peak Rural Transportation Authority. So we can all make some remarks and cut a ribbon with big scissors. Everyone loves that.
So this is basically over the 10 Old Man's Trail, right?
Correct. That's Hiawatha Gardens.
Yeah.
That connects to that.
Okay. Correct. And they're ready to go right now. So in other words, you're not, you know, it's not going to be a groundbreaking. These charging stations are ready to go right now, right?
That's correct. They're installed right now. We're still setting up the pricing, but you can charge your car right now. You just need a charge point account. But yep, they're ready to go.
That's interesting, because I always wondered how that was charged. So they just charge on the minutes that it's obviously on the charger, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
That's great. So okay. So the actual ribbon cutting is coming up on August 8th at 10 o'clock. Should be a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm there in Manitou for not only these types of things, but everything else that's happening in Manitou Springs these days.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're working hard, and we're really taking a multifaceted approach towards sustainability. So this is just one of the many things, but we like to celebrate them all.
Yeah, no question about it. Alex, thanks for the time. As always, we really appreciate it. You always have a microphone here. So just let us know what's happening in the city of Manitou Springs, and we'll be happy to pass it along.
Of course. I'm always happy to be on. Thank you, Dan.
Have a great weekend.